Bonneville, it took a few months, but the Friends of Education Award finally made its way into the hands of two staff members of a locally operated nonprofit, Action for Healthy Communities. The nonprofit was named the recipients of the Zone 2/3 Friends of Education Award presented by the Alberta School Boards Association in May. After being nominated for the award by the Lakeland Catholic School Division, LCSD, in March. On October 19, Lakeland Catholic finally had the opportunity to formally present the award to Paula Corby Deschanks and Oscana Valley from Action for Healthy Communities during LCSD regular board meeting. Action for Healthy Communities Satellite Center in Cold Lake helps newcomer families and students overcome the challenges and language barriers of settling in the Bonneville and Cold Lake areas. The nonprofit works in both community and school settings to make sure families new to the area have support whether it relates to language, social or basic needs. They are a dynamic and gifted group of individuals who use their talents to work on community capacity building, LCSD Superintendent Pamela Guilbeau told trustee members. They work with newcomers of all ages, both inside schools and through other community organizations, as well as in home so that there is bridging with our newcomer families. Guilbeau said that when a new family arrives, staff from Action for Healthy Communities are often the first hands that reach out to help, and have hosted clothing and furniture drives to assist newcomers with necessary items. During the pandemic, our newcomer families who had the potential to be forgotten or lost because their voices couldn't be translated or couldn't be heard, Action for Healthy Communities reached out to provide really specialized social and emotional support and counseling for a newcomer families and students, explained the superintendent. A game changer. One of the services that the nonprofit has provided Lakeland Catholic students is language support. They provide translation services in our schools, which has been a game changer at all levels, said Guilbeau. We didn't have that before. And so now, especially with our Ukrainian students, being able to have that intake, have those conversations in their own language provides a vast opportunity. Action for Healthy Communities also offers a Tagalog youth group for high school students. Just different ways for students to develop networks, to develop community, and to develop relationships. Guilbeau finished by saying, "We are so blessed to finally be able to present Action for Healthy Communities with this award, of which you are so deserving." Corby Deschanks thanked LCSD on behalf of the nonprofit, noting the school division helps the group connect with newcomer families through its students. When the nonprofit got off the ground, it was at the start of the pandemic, which posed a significant challenge for the organization to get established in the community and start connecting to families. We were trying to knock on doors, and it was hard, and it was nobody's fault. But once we had the opportunity to be able to connect with all the families in person, we were able to change so many families' lives, and we are still doing it, said Corby Deschanks. We really want to appreciate and thank you guys for letting us have this opportunity. While we are here, we will keep helping newcomers, she said, holding up the award.